You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Voluntary off-season workouts, Jeff. Voluntary. Like, hey, if you're around, you want to stop by, you can work out if you want to.
You want to come into town? We'd love to have you.
I think that's how it works.
There's food in the cafeteria.
Does that work that way, you think? Or?
Yes. If your name's Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
Denzel.
That's
although
true.
Denzel's here. Amari Cooper. If your name is Joe Flabeats and I'm hoping to make the team, by golly, Joe, you should show up.
I don't think Joe is because I just saw the new jersey numbers are there.
Yeah. There's no Flabeats?
No, I was looking for it. Didn't come up. What do I look at? Judy is 3, Winston 5, Huntley 10, Hines 22, Foreman 27.
Jerry Judy's looking wearing to number 3, huh?
Yeah, number 3. These just came out today. Cade York changes his number. 36. I don't know if you have a choice. I can't
remember. That was his college number, wasn't it?
So now he's going to wear 36. Hardy, 28. Bush, 30. Brown, 38. Hicks, 58. Jefferson, 72.
Hut.
Yeah, so that's all. And jersey swaps. Delpit's going to wear 9. McLeod, 12. Who else? Michael Woods is moving to 81. Isaiah Thomas, 96.
Like the free-for-all of numbers now?
No, I hate it.
Do you?
I can't stand it. I for receivers.
I agree with you.
It's just, I think it made the game easier to watch when you had the confined numbering group for all, like, linebackers. I'm still kind of, when I see, you know, like, 2 or 3 at linebacker, it just kind of goofs me up because I'm like, oh, no, it's defensive. No, it's, and I don't understand.
I think your thought's really valid. I do think it made the game easier to watch. For instance, Jadeveon Clowney wearing number 24. I've mentioned that before for Baltimore last year.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute, what's a DB doing rushing? That's Clowney.
Right. I also think it's got to be harder for the officials.
Yeah, I would think
a legal
that's
man
true.
Downfield mm-hmm. to me seems like it's a real easy call when you see a number that's, you know, 10 yards downfield that shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they would do that to the officials.
I would think it's tough. I think they think it's adding personality and character to the game.
Unnecessary. I just think it was unnecessary.
I would agree with you.
You know, I'm sure players wanted to try to get numbers, and that, to me, that's all about the player. That has nothing to do with the game or the.
But the players like it, so whatever. Hmm.
And now we have to worry about the helmet.
We'll get
stuff.
Used to it.
Are we excited for this new face mask thing? I don't know if that's is that a thing. It is like every time I talk to Daryl. Like, it's, oh, new face mask, new this. I
couldn't care less.
I don't care. I don't know. Do you know, Dan, do you know?
You want to put a number on the helmet? You want to put a logo on the helmet? Fine. That's a big deal that's worth a conversation.
If the
changing the color of a face mask or the finish of a helmet or a stripe.
Or the logo on the crown. That's the crown here, right? Isn't that the crown?
I don't know.
This is the yoke. This is the crown, right?
And he's pointing.
I feel like
to
this is some
right
kind of
religious schnoz.
This is like a religious experience I got going on here. I got
Either that, or you're pointing to where you need a tracheotomy.
Well, that's true too. But that's the yoke. Yoke's on you, right? That's right there. So
I see what you.
Yeah, I just kind of look at some of this. So when you look at the Browns and you look at this offseason, again, we're waiting to hear from Deshaun Watson. We're waiting to hear from some of the players. out in Berea, voluntary workouts going on.
Kevin Stefanski coming up.
All those things. So, will we hear from Katie York? What do you think?
No.
I'm just kidding.
I hope Cade has a phenomenal career. I would like to say I hope it's here, except for the fact that Dustin Hopkins has been terrific since he's been here.
He has been.
I do think it was a very wise move to sign another kicker. And if you liked Cade York enough to draft him, why not give him another chance?
I just think
just in case Dustin gets hurt.
Well, you know, he didn't take the demotion. Not here. Like, it was. Why wouldn't you just want to stay in the practice squad here? Why did he?
Because he was.
His feelings were hurt?
I'm sure his feelings were hurt. He probably thought, well, this guy, he beat me out. They decided I didn't earn the job, and they traded for this guy.
Yeah, that's you against yourself. That's not somebody else beating you out.
Right, it was real clear that, okay, it was real clear who they favored, right? So if I was him, I'd have gone somewhere else too.
They favored anybody over him at that point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there was no last name on the jersey
before
Hopkins, and then Hopkins became the name on the jersey. All right, when we look at what this team has done in the offseason, Jeff, and I'm looking at all these new jerseys, and I'm wondering, hey, how did they do?
What's Deontay Foreman wearing, does it say?
Deontay Foreman is wearing 27.
Okay.
27.
You know I'm a huge Deontay Foreman fan.
Oh, I know you are.
And I have been for years.
So where is that on your confidence level of what they were able to do in the offseason?
You know what they did at running back? They brought in Foreman. What does that do? I will tell you, I think if somebody decided to give that guy 250 carries, he'd go to the Pro Bowl. The Browns won't give him 250 carries. He's going to continue to be what he's been his entire career. I mean, this guy's been out of the league, Andy. You know, he tore his Achilles in Houston and then found himself out of the league. And Mike Vrabel in Tennessee brought him in and gave him a chance, and then Carolina and blah, blah, blah. This guy's he's had a tough fight. I don't think he'll become a 250-carry guy here while Nick Chubb is healing up. I think Jerome Ford will probably still be the starter. I think Pierre Strong will be on the team. And I think Foreman will kind of be what he was in Chicago last year, which is, hey, fellas, it's me, Deontay Foreman. I'm good to go if you want me to play. Inactive? I can't control that. I'll sit over here and wait. And then he got a chance to play, and he was really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's done that his entire career. He did it when he filled in for Derrick Henry in Tennessee. He did it when he took over for Christian McCaffrey in Carolina. Carolina should have just kept him. That was silly. Instead, they went out and gave Miles Sanders gazillions of dollars, and he wasn't very good. They should have just saved some money and kept the guy who was working for him. He's 6'1", 230 pounds. He's a hammer. And I think Browns fans are going to absolutely love him. And I think fans are going to scream for him to get the ball more. And he won't. And that's okay.
I think they're going to scream for any running back to get the ball
Dan
more.
Just
though.
Dan's laughing. Why are you laughing? You know they're not going to give
him. That was absurdly blunt.
They're not going to.
It was delivered
perfect. It was true, though.
They're going to give him 250 carries. But if they did, I'll bet 100 yards and 50 carries. He's a hammer.
He gets over 125 carries. It means that they trust him. And therefore, he's gaining yards. And therefore, he would be a Pro Bowler. Right? I'm not trying to.
I really like him. I really do.
When I look at what they did in the offseason, they answered, unless you wanted a different quarterback, they answered every question that I think you needed. Answered. They pick up Judy. They needed a wide receiver.
Is that an answer or is that a.
It's an answer.
Is that a dart?
No, it's an answer. I think that's an answer. That's more than a dart. You go out and get Jordan Hicks. You get Devin Bush. You got Quentin Jefferson, too.
I do like the linebacker additions. I think Devin Bush could be good. We'll see.
So, they went back in and they filled in the holes they need. I love
the Jameis Winston signing.
I do, too.
Just in case Deshaun's not good to go.
Jeff, I don't mind the Tyler Huntley signing. I like all of it.
I thought that one was weird.
I also think you talk about Hines and Foreman, and they brought in quality running backs, as long as they're healthy, that can fulfill the needs of what this offense wants. There's a part of me, and I love the fact that they restructured Nick's deal while I was gone.
Yeah.
I'm happy they did.
You left town and went, now, let's do it now. So
while Baskin's gone. Let's take care of this now.
Otherwise, Baskin's
like the way
doing
they
four
did
hours
that.
On it.
Like, I look at the running back situation. I think the Browns have two different philosophies on running back. Nick when he's healthy and everybody else. Because I think they'll use Nick a little bit more than everybody else except for third down in different ways than they would anybody else who's on the roster. He is such a special player that I think that they go out of their own comfort zone giving the ball to a running back because it's Nick Chubb and because he's been able to do what he's been able to do. The question is he going to be that guy when he comes back from this injury? And we all know that, right? We all know that. But I think they hold Nick to a different standard, and they should. Shouldn't they, Jeff? They should hold him to a different standard and be able to use him in different – if he's healthy. Just take this whole conversation on the premise that he's healthy, okay?
Okay.
That he should be used in a different way. That he should see the ball maybe as much as your top receivers or give him the opportunity. He's going to get more because he's a running back if you want to run the ball. Problem is they're only going to do it on a first or second down with him.
We're assuming he's healthy, right?
Yeah, assuming he's healthy.
He's your best offensive player.
Yes, thank you. Although Mark Cooper can be close.
No, he's not.
But shouldn't your quarterback be your best offensive player?
No. You would like him to be. You going to tell me Brock Purdy's better than Christian McCaffrey?
No, he's not. You're right. You're right. But to win a game, you need to have a quarterback who can win a game for you. You can't rely on Amari Cooper or Nick Chubb or David Njoku to win the game on you.
By yourself.
Yeah. You have to have Deshaun in that situation. You have to have James
Winston. Well, same thing with a running back. You better have a line or you're not going to have any holes to run through.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I like what they've done in the offseason. I still know that people might say, well, maybe they're the third or the fourth best team in the AFC North. If that's what you want to believe going into it, I still think the third or fourth team is going to be able to make the playoffs this year. Look how close we were last year to having
fourth. Why do you say third or fourth team?
Well, I'm saying that people outside of Cleveland are looking at them this way. I don't know how are you like. I think that they have the opportunity maybe to be the second best team in the. And I just for some reason every time I want to think they're the best team in the North, the Ravens do something that will blow your mind away. Joe Burrow is going to be the quarterback that he was when he's not hurt. The Bengals will win it. I'm not banking on the Browns to win the North. I'm not.
I'm not.
Why should I? They never have.
I'm not ready to tell you they can't, though.
I'm not either, but I'm not banking it. If someone says, the Browns going to win the North, I'm going to be like, oh, I don't think so. I don't know. I think they have enough to get to the playoffs.
Right now, my answer to that would be, you know what? Let me see the draft. Let me see where this goes, and I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you in August. I think they could right now, but let's see the draft. Let's see where it goes.
It's more than the draft. I need to see Deshaun be healthy. I can't wait to hear from him. Hopefully we'll hear from him shortly, very shortly. So hopefully when we come back, we'll be hearing from the Browns. We'll be hearing from Deshaun Watson. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We're heading to Berea shortly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.